This is URN.
We're listening to The Pulse. We're going straight into today's breaking story, which is the UCU, the trade union for the large proportion of our academic staff, has confirmed they're taking industrial action. Then US and the UCU are stated they're committed to promote their interests of their members. They believe the proposed cuts to the pension scheme will be highly detrimental. The NUS worry that this will cause an unhappy workforce and retention problems. The students' union voted between the part-time and the full-time officers, and they've released a statement today standing with the UCU, stating staff deserve to be rewarded and recognised for their contribution to the University of Nottingham. They are urging students to show their solidarity by writing to their Vice-Chancellor. If you would like to know if your lecturer is striking, you can email them, but they are not obliged to tell anyone before the action takes place. The action will last for 14 days long, spread across 4 weeks. Classes have been urged by the UCU not to be rescheduled. No marking will take place during this time. They are striking as the university's superannuation scheme, a national pension scheme with 400,000 members nationwide, is subject to changes in the stock market. The pension will now be based on performance in the stock market rather than individuals' contributions, meaning that they will be unstable. We got a few of your opinions on this around campus.
Do you think that lecturers should have the right to strike?
Yeah, definitely. If they feel they're not being treated right.
Yeah, sure. I mean, like, if they've got a good enough reason, why not?
Strike for sure. I think a bit more notice and a bit more consideration of the way it would affect particularly students on master's course would have been better. But I also respect the fact that they're trying to negotiate with a body that doesn't seem to want to negotiate.
Do you feel that this will affect your studies if they were to go on strike?
Not really. It's like 2 weeks or something, and I could just do independent study.
It will do a bit, but it's not for ages, so probably not that much.
It's going to massively affect my studies, as they announced yesterday for one of my modules that rather than being 50% presentation and 50% assessment, instead going to be 100% assessment. Which means that for me, whose strength is in presentation rather than assessment, that's quite a serious blow to you know, how I think this module will go for me, as well as the fact that they've announced that because of the way the strike days are allocated on each week, I will be missing 3 weeks of contact hours. And as a student who only gets 3 hours contact hours for a module, I'm massively losing out both on kind of money I've invested in this course and also quality teaching time.
Okay, so I'm going to put these same questions to the panel. So first of all, do you think that lecturers have the right to strike?
I feel that everybody should have the right to strike, including lecturers. So I feel like, yeah, they should have the right to strike. They've got the right to stand up for what they believe in. So yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's not like they're striking against anything ridiculous. It's their right to strike, and it seems completely reasonable. It is their pension, after all, and it would be the same for any profession. If your pension scheme has been affected, then you would only expect revolts.
Like, strikes and unions and stuff like that are really integral to British culture and to British society, and it's something that politically has been really influential in this country in the past. And therefore, obviously, they have a right to fight. They don't think they're being rewarded for their work. However, the problem I think that students are facing is the fact that it's them paying the price for the thing. Because usually with like an average strike, or at least my understanding of it, is people stop going to work, and therefore whoever is the owner of the business doesn't make profits because he doesn't have workers. But because of the university context, not coming in to teach is not only like detrimental to the people at the top of the chain, but it's mostly detrimental to the students, and we're not at fault for their pension schemes. So that's the unfortunate part. But obviously, in terms of their right to strike, we can't take that away from them. That is something that they are entitled to.
Yeah, so moving on, do you feel this will affect your studies, and to what extent will it affect them?
I'm 100% in this is going to affect my studies. I think a few people we've spoke to don't seem to mind. They're like, oh, well, I don't have to get out of bed from a 9 a.m, this, that and the other. When I think, actually, you're losing like learning time, marking time, as we've just heard from someone that we interviewed, like their assessment has completely changed. So I think it's completely, I don't agree with it, because I want to do well in assessments, exams and whatever. So if I'm being told, oh, I've got like however many weeks off with no teaching and no support, that's really affecting me and my studies, and I haven't forked out all this money just for me to self-teach for the entire year.
Exactly, yeah. And if you think about what exactly we're losing here, it's the out-of-office hours time, the office hour times too. So not only are exams right around the corner, but the support that we're supposed to be receiving in terms of additional work and additional help. This goes for tutorials as well, anything we're not clear on, because there's no way we'll be clear on everything in like one-hour lecture. There's only so much that we can self-teach. That is what the university experience is. You're supposed to have a balance between lectures and self-teaching and going towards lecturers for help.
And also, people know how they study best. Like, students as individuals, you know if you're better at coursework or better at exams. So people have chosen their modules knowing what the criteria for that module is. So, like, if you're better at exams and your lecturers don't come in, then you've got quite a big problem, because how are you going to practice for the content for the exams? And then if you're not good at coursework, for example, and then all of a sudden your lecturer says halfway through the semester, oh, by the way, we used to have an exam, now we've got coursework. Half the people in that room probably wouldn't have chosen the module if they'd known they were meant to be doing coursework to begin with.
Yeah, because I was talking to a girl yesterday, actually, and she was saying that she's in third year, so obviously it's when they were writing dissertations, and she said that her friends had gotten an email saying that this would be their last dissertation meeting just because the lecturer wasn't in anymore. But what me and Courtney noticed when we were voxing is that a lot of people that we asked were like, oh, I'll talk to you, but I'm not entirely sure what I'm talking about because I don't know what the strike is. So do you think that maybe the students aren't well enough informed?
I mean, I definitely had not even heard about the strike until the same Pulse last week. My friends haven't mentioned it. I think I only have one lecturer who's mentioned it purely because I asked her. No one else has said anything. Like, it doesn't seem like word of this is spreading widely across.
I feel like
campus.
A lot of us have just heard, obviously, through word of mouth as well. So, like, obviously, we've all found out through Pasha's story last week, about it and whatever. And then I think we've all gone and told our course friends, our housemates and stuff like that to pass on word, but it's not actually here's confirmation of what's going to happen or this is going to happen. Like, lecturers haven't mentioned anything. Like, it'd be nice. Obviously, they don't have to disclose whether or not they are striking, but it would be nice to say, this is going to happen, like, just to warn you or whatever, because there might not even be... It might get to it and people might still be uninformed, and then they're going to be, like, confused when they get to a lecture or they don't get a reply during office hours and stuff like that.
Does anyone know if a lecturer chooses to strike, does that mean they have to strike on all of the strike days?
I don't know. That hasn't been made clear.
I think just received confirmation that is correct. If a lecturer chooses to partake in the strike, that is for the whole 14-day course.
Yeah, and so moving on, other than being able to have a lie-in, obviously, are there any benefits for us and for the lecturers going on strike?
I'm seeing no benefits for us that I can think of off the top of my head. Like, we get an extra few hours in bed or whatever, but that's not helping us, and I don't think them not teaching us is not helping us either. I don't think there's anything for us in particular where they're screaming at me anyway that, this is a brilliant idea. Like, yeah, we should be, like, happy that they're going on strike or whatever.
No, like, I mean, maybe you could see it as 2 weeks of study leave, but at the same time, can you really study? Because study is meant to be, like, revising what you've already seen, not teaching yourself entirely new material. Mm.
I mean, the only benefits I can think of is if their leniency of marking outweighs how little that we actually know for the exam in terms of how much we've been taught.
But will they be lenient with marking? Because surely the whole
we're all hoping on it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm only in second year at the moment, but can you imagine third years where their
dissertations
77% of their final mark is.
You've got to think it's not ideal. Like, I think we're all here on the panel, we're all in second year, so that counts for us, but it's a lot of smaller percentage in comparison third years, fourth years, master's students or whatever, where it's going to have a really massive effect on their final grades.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.